Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the co-founder and co-director of Code Pink, Jody Evans, and discuss plans that the peace, environment, women's rights and social justice activists has to celebrate Mother's Day. We will discuss Thursday's Close Gitmo Now rally at the West Los Angeles Federal Building and the continuing stain that America's gulag at Guantanamo is for the United States overseas and the perversion of justice it represents as it undermines our values at home. Then we'll analyze the recently released report by the Pentagon on China's military capabilities and discuss the administration's public efforts to call out China on its widespread use of cyber espionage that targets American corporate and government secrets. Alan Paller, the director of research at the SANS Institute, who issues the annual Greatest Risk to Cybersecurity study, joins us to discuss growing concerns that America's drones and missiles can be captured in cyber attacks and redirected to targets chosen by our adversaries. Then finally, we will look into the deceptive political campaign organized by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and other tech billionaires that is supposed to be about promoting immigration reform, but has instead financed TV ads that slam Obama's so-called Chicago-style politics, attacks Obamacare, and promotes the Keystone XL pipeline and drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. Josh Orton, the political director at Progressives United, who are leading a coalition of activist groups to pull ads from Facebook, joins us to discuss the social media mogul's wolf in sheep's clothing politics. And joining us now is Jody Evans, who is co-founder and co-director of Code Pink. She has been a peace, environmental, women's rights, and social justice activist for 40 years and has traveled extensively to war zones promoting and learning about peaceful resolutions to conflict. She served in the administration of Governor Jerry Brown and ran his presidential campaign. She has published two books, Stop the Next War Now and Twilight of Empire, and has produced several documentary films, including the Oscar-nominated The Most Dangerous Man in America and Howard Zinn's The People's Speak. Jody is the board chair of Women's Media Center and sits on many other boards, including Rainforest Action Network, Drug Policy Alliance, Institute for Policy Studies, Women Moving Millions, and Sisterhood is Global Institute. She's a mother of three. Welcome to Background Briefing, Jody Evans.
Thanks, Ian.
And this situation in Guantanamo is becoming increasingly Kafkaesque. You have, of the 166 detainees still there, 86 of the detainees have been cleared for release, and the Congress has forbidden the prisoners from being transferred to U.S. soil, and the administration has been searching for foreign countries to take them, and nobody will. So needless to say, the detainees are very unhappy and increasingly frustrated, and this has led to the fact that 93 of the camp's 166 detainees are now on a hunger strike. You couldn't invent a more embarrassing mess if you tried.
Well, and I just want to correct one thing about the countries won't take them. The way, you know, we've been outside the White House every January 11th. Medea and I went to Guantanamo and protested outside with a mother of one of the detainees in 08. This has been an issue we've cared about, you know, since 2001. But we were just planning our trip to Yemen, where we'll meet again with, like we did in Pakistan, with the drone victims' families, and found out that Yemen has been demanding these prisoners to come home to Yemen, has promised to take care of them, has built a facility to rehabilitate them, and that Obama's still not releasing them. And so today, we sent out an alert to our national list from one of the mothers of one of the prisoners, Abdurrahman, and she pleads, she's in Yemen pleading with the mothers in America, you know, here is a day for joy, but it's a day for her of grief. And she says, can you imagine what it's like to be a mother whose first job is to love and feed her child, and that your son is in a loveless place refusing nourishment to protest his detention and to think of him being painfully force-fed? She says it breaks her heart every second of every day. And then she said that we have stolen her son's youth. He's been there for 12 years, and the peace and joy of their life for that 12 years, that her younger sons have fallen into depression, stopped school, And that his wife was pregnant when he was taken in Pakistan, where he'd gone to teach. And their daughter is now 12 years old. And she was writing a note thanking everyone. We've got about 1,250 people on a hunger strike with the prisoners in Guantanamo. And she wrote a note thanking them. She said, "Thank you from the bottom of my heart as a mother, which a heart that aches, my heart that yearns to hold my son again, to give him his favorite foods, and to tell him everything will be all right." So, you know, Obama could do this. He could have done this from the day, you know, 5 years ago. It's all in his power. And why he isn't is beyond baffling and horrific. And that now it's driven the prisoners on this hunger strike. You know, they're on day, like, 90. The force feeding, the head of the American Medical Association has called it barbaric, that a force feeding is just barbarism against every law. And one of the prisoners described it like razor blades going down your nose and your throat.
So why is it then, if Obama, when he came in, he said he was going to close it, and more recently said he was going to close it, and he hasn't closed it? I thought that one of the reasons was that the guy that he beat in 2008 has done everything he can to frustrate him, along with Lindsey Graham, who is a JAG officer, a reserve in the Air Force, and that they have stitched him up at every turn in the Congress. What can he do? That is, he's either, in other words, he's either lying, or there is something he can do, and he's not saying what it is, or he's stymied.
I can tell you what he can do. Right. First of all, he needs to put somebody in charge out of his office. That they got rid of the person in the State Department whose job was to do this, and there isn't anyone that even has the job to do it. Right. So there's no effort at all. All of it can happen out of the White House. They just move the person to do it from the Pentagon over to the White House, name him, and empower him. The Chris Engers from ACLU said that all it needs is this one point person, and they've been begging for it for the last 5 years. And then Congress put up this like waiver process, but it can be gone around by, so the White House continues to contest all these prisoners' habeas corpus cases that CCR has filed for all of them. All Obama has to do is tell the Justice Department to stop contesting the cases, and as soon as they do, the cases will be won, and the court will rule that they need to be let free. And that takes it totally away from Congress. The argument that there's no country, Yemen has demanded these prisoners since they were put in. All these prisoners have been cleared for transfer and release, most of them from back in 07. And when, you know, the Bush administration let go like 500 of the prisoners, and these are some of the ones that were left. So they have been transferred for release, and they just continue to be held. It's all there. There's a one other thing. There's an executive order that he signed so that there would be the establishing a review procedure, and he's never used it. And if he did, the review boards met and reviewed that they should be sent out, they can be sent out. So, you know, there's other things that can be done, but, you know, he's not going to do that. He could declare an end to hostilities with Al-Qaeda, and everything that governs the hostilities would be moot. But we know that's not going to happen. But I've said like five things that he could do.
So it's kind of mystifying, though, Jody Evans, why he doesn't do any of those things, because quite simply, this situation is a stain on America. It's a stain on America's reputation abroad, which has already been badly damaged by the torture issues. And it's also a mockery and a perversion of justice, undermining our rule of law at home. Because the paradox here, I talked to the former chief JAG officer of the United States Navy, Admiral Hudson, the other day. He's been trying to get those prisons out since day one. And he says the irony here is that if you actually go on trial and get tried and convicted and do time, you get out and get free, or you get released. But under this indefinite intention, you can rot there forever. And there's only one person being put on trial, the Australian guy.
Yeah, one person, right?
Right.
And also, you know, just to encourage everyone to call them prisoners and not detainees, which was the Bush way to get around the law and not, you know, have justice not available to them from day one. Again, you know, like you said, that if they're prisoners, they're treated in a very different way, and they just kind of, they're in a black hole of injustice. And, you know, it's no different. It's the drone attacks that you didn't mention that have also, that are staining our reputation globally, where we are killing 95% innocent people to 5% of what we call targets that aren't even really legal targets. It's, you know, what the Obama administration is doing, if the Bush administration would have done this, we would have been in the streets, we would be screaming. And what's hard for us is just to watch the silence. Code Pink has been on the hunger strike outside the White House every day. Diane Wilson, one of the co-founders of Code Pink, is out there, you know, all day, every day. Medea went today to the offices of Harry Reid, Carl Levin, who's the head of Armed Services, and Dianne Feinstein, head of Intelligence, and Leahy Judiciary. And they did a prayer service in the Hart Building. I mean, it's just been nonstop because, you know, how do you hunger strike for 90 days and force feeding? I don't know. And I think for me as a woman, you know, like knowing the history of our right to vote and that the way they tortured the women who fought for that was force feeding. And we've heard that story through time about how abusive and horrific that is. And here we're doing this. And then, you know, today and yesterday celebrating the release of these women that were kidnapped and raped. But in a way, we have kidnapped all these men and held them in the same way, you know, on leashes and in torture it's like the zombies have taken over Obama's brain or heart or something, because it doesn't even make sense. You don't even know how to think about it because it's so many ways that organizations have shown him what he can do to make this different. And these lives that you just, from the moment you know that they were innocent from being picked up, you know, by some bounty fee that we're giving so that somebody wants to get rich off of someone else's life, and then they're imprisoned in this horrible place. I mean, I you know, protested outside Guantanamo, and it's horrible. It's just horrible. There is no answer to why this is happening.
And we're about, Guantanamo costs $150 million a year, and they've asked for $220 extra million to upgrade it. It costs to house a federal prisoner $25,000 a year. It costs to house a prisoner at Guantanamo $800,000 a year. So just in terms, though, of what you're doing on Mother's Day, of course, is Sunday, but tomorrow, I understand.
Well, the call is before Mother's Day so that everyone can get engaged before. And so tomorrow, outside the federal building at Veteran and Wilshire, from 4 to 6, we will be holding a vigil of moms and activists across Los Angeles, joining with others in New York and San Francisco and Washington, D.C. and London and Rome and Yemen. And so we call on everyone to join us in solidarity with these mothers and these prisoners.
And just because I'm completely puzzled as to what possible motive Obama could have you figured it out? I mean, is it because he's continually trying to reach out to the Republicans to make a deal? And they clearly, the guy that was about to make a deal on the background, gun checks background, the Republican Toomey, who joined with a Democrat, he says that the reason his Republican colleagues voted against it was because they just hate Obama and want to let him have any success. So I don't understand why he's, what possible motive he could have not to act unilaterally if he's being stymied at every turn.
Well, I mean, you know, there's $8 million questions around lots of things that Obama's doing, including kill lists. So I don't know where to start.
But you must have thought about it. I mean,
I do. It's baffling. It doesn't make sense at all on any level.
And, you know, his nemesis, Lindsey Graham, is now holding up the Secretary of Energy because they want to close this mixed oxide fuel plant in Savannah River, South Carolina, which was budgeted at $1 billion, is now up to $7.7 billion, and is going to convert bomb-grade plutonium into commercial reactor fuel, which, of course, gives a lie to the idea of the peaceful atom. I mean, there's an awful lot of things that you could a lot of reasons to go after Lindsey Graham, and he's been the most effective and vocal proponent of Guantanamo.
Well, I would say, you know, the answer I keep coming up with is that Obama just lacks any courage. You don't see him exercising courage, and action for him just seems close to impossible. I mean, the things that you and I look at that seem so easy, if he just would step up and do it, and that would shift, you know, talk about winning hearts and minds. To close Guantanamo, you would globally win hearts and minds. This is a global issue that everyone looks at and just, you know, shame on the United States. And what could the possible trade-off to that be, you know, with a Lindsey Graham or with anyone? It's human, it's humane, it's justice. This is, you know, if one of these, you know, if now 9 innocent prisoners have already died inside of Gitmo, are we really going to start, what happens when these hunger strikers start dying?
Well, they seem to be prepared to, and they're in a hopeless situation.
They are very prepared to. They've been through hell and worse than death for the last 12 years. And being force-fed is worse than torture. So these are innocent people. These are people kind. I know some of the ones that have come out, and the kindest, most gentle people who were going to teach. One as a human rights lawyer. I mean, what we have done is just, it's unfathomable. It really is. When you try to put it in your brain, you can't rock it.
Well, it is, because it was, after all, it was Bush and Cheney who scooped these people up willy-nilly without thinking about it and without having any kind of end game. And Obama's stuck with it, and it's doing nothing but shame him and shame the country. It is truly baffling. And I thank you, Jody, for what you're doing tomorrow at the Federal Building.
Thank you so much.
Again, I've been speaking with Jody Evans, who is the co-founder and co-director of Code Pink. She has been a peace, environmental, women's rights and social justice activist for 40 years and has traveled extensively to war zones promoting and learning about peaceful resolution to conflict. She served in the administration of Governor Jerry Brown and ran his presidential campaign, and has published 2 books, Stop the Next War Now and Twilight of Empire. And she's produced several documentary films, including the Oscar-nominated The Most Dangerous Man in America and Howard Zinn's The People Speak. Jody is the board chair of Women's Media Center and sits on many other boards, including Rainforest Action Network, Drug Policy Alliance, Institute for Policy Studies, Women Moving Millions, and Sisterhood is Global Institute. She is a member, mother of 3. And we are going to take a brief station break and back talking about the Pentagon's report that just came out about China's military capabilities.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song?